Rishus Avimari. Go through Simon Veishyud. Some Kovitz Indian, the Gemara Dach Lamaches, Dach Lamates, brings down the Maisa of Rabbi Yechon, that he ate a Zayis Mliach, and then he made a Bracha Rishon and a Bracha Achreino. The Gemara has a question, why do that for L'chori? He took out the pit, and it's less than the size. The Gemara says, who says the size of Zayis means a big olive? Maybe the case over here is that the olive itself is big, took out the pit, and then it came out to be a size of a regular olive. And therefore, he made a bracha choyna because it was a regular size. We see over here the size for a bracha choyna is a shir kezayis. Taisus speaks out, maybe what's the size for the bracha rishayna? Says Taisus, os lahanis b'zeh oilim lishim bracha. Therefore, the shir over there, there is no shir. What is that? I'll be surprised the sugar of te'imo, let's say not having any kavan to go eat it. But the Gemara is saying the shir negate to bracha choyna is a shir kezayis. The Re in Tosfos does want mechadish that maybe something that's less than the shear of gezayis will be a case of bar nefashis. We the Maaseh do not pass in this way, but we'll see the Mishavua is the star of this shito. To come to that very simple bracha rishayna the shear is a mashu, bracha achoyna the size is a gezayis. Now, once you're saying the bracha achoyna and shear gezayis, are we the star of two foods together? So Mishavua speaks out very clearly. You have two different alim michyas. You have rice and you have cake together. Not rice, I'm sorry. You have pasta and you have cake together. You must starve ala michil. You have two bona fashes. You have meat and you have vegetables. You must starve it. Now, with that, he said, let's say you have a case of a half a gzais of cake, which is ala michil. You have a half a gzais of basar, which is meat, which is bona fashes. He brings down the magaram, you also must starve. You put it together. But what bracha coin do you make? You make ala michil bona fashes. He says, you go down to the lower one over here. Make a bracha bar nefashis. Now, Gam the Israel Kiveger, who's mefakvik upon this Mogarvam, Maisa place can go like this Mogarvam, Mishnebura says, that we are mitzarf, eichel to eichel, and mashke to mashke. However, eichel and mash together would not be mitzarf to two things together. And again, if you have a half a piece, a half a gezayis of cake, half a gezayis of meat, people do not seem to know this halacha, we mitzarf the two together, you make a bracha of bar nefashis. What's the reason, said the Shai Tzin? There's two reasons. One, he points out, the Rishit and Tosfos we just mentioned, that anything that's less than the share of the Gezayis will make a bar nefashis. So we start with the Rishit over here. And even though we do not pass like the Rishit, but also, nice, we have two things together. And the Oichli ate together, the share is Gezayis, and the share Gezayis at the end of the day over here. They have to make a case of bar nefashis. I got an email or two about what about a case? We have two cases of main sholish, but they're not the same ones. For example, let's say a person ate grapes, half a gezayis, and he ate cake, half a gezayis. So the question is, ala mechio, or do you make ala eitz, or do you make bar nefashis? What do you go do when you have two oichel been starved together with neither one's bar nefashis? Which one do you go do over here? You have three options. Four options, maybe. Maybe say ala mechio and ala eitz. Maybe say only say ala mechio. Maybe say only ala eitz. Maybe only say bar nefashis. Maybe, don't know. So Achorim have the same issue over here. The Ben Ishchai and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Maisa, we make a bar nefashis. It sounds like they understood bar nefashis is a bracha kelelis, like the concept we see that shackles a bracha kelelis for the idea of bracha rishayna. Also, bar nefashis is a bracha kelelis. If you have another option to make an alamich, you make alamich, but we don't know. You have no option here. It's a half exais ala micha, half exais ala eitz. Make a bar nefashis. As Tzad Hasheni, the Nesivis, and the Graz, they say you make a bracha main sholosh. Why make a bar nefashis? It's the main sholosh. Fractum chayim no. They don't say which main sholosh to go make. They don't say make only ala micha, only ala eitz. Make all two together. Maisa the Svarim, the Esam Chayim, and Bliash, what to go do? The Tabitzina, the Sinai Maisa, we go like over here, like the Kitzur Narach, or make a bar nefashis. Sound like the idea that bar nefashis is a bracha kelelis, and even though it's neither one's a correct thing over here, it's like a bracha kelelis with a bracha achrein over here. So which, again, for which one? No, he doesn't say which one. Chaim knows it's sorry in which bracha. Now you could ask a question. Let's say a person has a half a gezayis of a grape and half a gezayis of an apple. What's halacha? We're mitzarf together, make a bar nefashis. So he made a bar nefashis. You come along and now eat all the half a gezayis of a grape. So now do you say, I already have a half a gezayis of a grape. I made it part of Foshis, but only did that because I didn't have the shear. Now I have the shear, now go make it all eight over here. So this is a question to Baron Levi Steinemann in Zatzal and the Chaim Kievsky Shlito. So Lemaisa, once you made a part of Foshis, Hesachadas is finished, it's over, and you left with just a half a gezayis of a grape, and therefore you did not make any bracha chorin afterwards. One very simple comes out from this chelik. Mice neger to the shek zayis. We arm it sarf neger to oichel, not neger to shtiya together with oichel. And oichel by itself arm being mitzarf. Tip the shayit seen super, but the case of yain and sheicher. Next, we're going to get to shurim. In shurim, there's a shaila. What is shek zayis? What's the size of a kebaya? One question. Another question is the airspace. How do we calculate it? A third question is, when you have other ingredients mixed inside a shat tavlinon, how do we count and negate this sugar of gezayis? A fourth question is, what's a zman? How much time do we have to eat this gezayis, this kebay over here? And a fifth question is this the same thing of achila negate shtiyo? Or is it two separate things over here? Five different questions. So go through the basics. First, I'm discuss something called samak. What is the word samak? Samak is centimeter. Samach is Rosh Teves, center meter cube. Samach ben Kof is center meter cube. What does that mean? So everyone knows when you have one dimension, a line, that's one dimension. When you have something that has height and something that has length to it, that has two sides, it's two dimension. When something has depth, height, and length, that's three dimension called cubed. So smack, so it means when some cubed, means it has three dimensions to it. Now, for the Americans, the idea over here is 29.5 samak is one fluid ounce. I'm going to keep to what the Sfarim say samak, because that's how all the Sfarim say it. Again, the Americans, everyone knows, fluid ounces, again, that's usually about 30 samak. So now, negate this samak over here, we have to discuss, basically, there are three shurim to get involved with. A gezayis, a size of a peyo, a size of a revius. To make it simple, a gezayis, mishmurei botan meishches, we're going to pass it as half a beitzel. A beitzel is a beitzel. A revius is a beitzel v'chetzi. That means very simple. A revius is three times a gezayis. Right? Very simple. It's half a beitzel, and a beitzel v'chetzi. So it's basically, a revius is three times a gezayis. That means the shi over here, the chab brings down, the get a shti, a gezayis, a revius. Gezayis is a third of Revius. Very simple math. What is the size of an egg today? What is an egg? What's the size? So what are you supposed to go do? It's very simple. You take eggs, you take a bowl, and we do not go by weight. We go by nepach, by space, by water displacement. I did a person in my own house. I took eggs, you put it inside a bowl of water. The amount of water that comes out, that's the amount it should be. Negate how much space they get the smack over here.
Which size egg?
Oh, so the question now is which size egg? So in America, there's six different sizes. There's jumbo, there's very large, there's medium, small, and peewee. In England, there are four sizes. Other places have seven sizes. So what egg are we discussing over here? Which egg? The mamash mekotzal kotzer. Kotzer. So first, the being on the stipler, he says he measured the eggs. He said in the Shurim Shal Torah that the size of an egg is 50 samak. It's 45, 50. He calls it 50 samak. Size of 50. They went to Rav Moshe, and they asked Rav Moshe which egg should we go use. So Moshe says, go use the large eggs. The one that we buy in the store that's called large. Fine. So therefore, he said to use large. So Dov Feinstein that Sal said. Therefore, they measured it. It came out to be 65 samak. Eggs today are 65 samak. That means first, what the size of an egg is between the stipler and Rav Moshe is 30% difference. You have to realize, just we're not getting involved with Chazwendish and Shurim and Shas. Just what is physically the size of an egg? We have the stipler who says he measures 50. You have Moshe says he measured it, large eggs, and they told him Moshe, large eggs are 65.
Why did Rav Moshe say take a big one?
He said take a large one. He doesn't say why. Could be that's more the medium over here. Or close. Yishlodin. Good question.
Large here in America are...
Oh, so a couple of things. So first of all, Negate the large, a banner, in the safe over here. He says he measures the large eggs, and they come out to be 55 samak.
How much?
55, not 65. He went to Abdavid. Abdavid told him, well, the Moshe said large. We measure, the Talmud says 65. You tell me 55, it's 55. So he writes in the Sefer, I'm following a Moshe which says large. I'm doing 55. David writes back, in Torah V'Roach Chelik Yod, they tell me you made a mistake. So he went back, he measured again, he went through the Cheshbon again. He said, no, it's still 65. He has a Cheshbon, why? So come along, that means to get the size of eggs, that's practically what size we're discussing over here. The stipend says 55. The stipend says 50. This book is going, the size of egg is 55. Chaimno, he has a cheshbon, he says 57.6. We get to he gets involved that we did not go with the klipa. Kam Mishpul says go with the klipa. Except he says he had food left around inside the mouth. So he has a cheshbon, why it's 57.6. Maisab David, or if one simcha bottom Cohen, because he follows that mahalach, he says again, 65 is the size over here. So first, physically, what the size of an egg is, ranges. Now, to me, this seems to be practically the eggs in this country versus saying America. The eggs in this country are smaller than they are in America. I mean, the standard ones they sell in the store here are certainly smaller to me. Again, the books do not seem to point that out that way.
The cars are bigger in America, too.
That's true.
The average egg size in America is extra large. The average egg size here is medium.
Right, Europe has four sizes: very large, large, medium, and small.
Yeah, but the ones
it's straight from Wikipedia, and some of the seven sizes. Yeah, you can check it up over there.
But the average.
So the question: you use the average? You mean you use a medium? Do you use what people sell as a standard egg? That means what are they selling? Supposedly they're selling the standard as large.
Standard
what?
Extra large. Is a standard egg in America.
Yeah, but so even in extra large, Dove himself points out. There's a starting point and an ending point. That means it starts from about, again, 50, because 64, there's always a starting and ending. Question, even when you say large, what does it mean? The starting point and ending point. Fine, that's one question, what eggs you're discussing will be, and it's a 30% difference just physically what the size eggs you're discussing. Then again, about the second sugya. Our eggs, the size... No, so over here, we're discussing what displacement C. That means discussing the volume, the nepach. That means you have to realize, agam, there are those who say that the way how to measure shiurim is by weight. There is a kavachayim, and so they sort of an argument to go by weight or by nepach, by volume. Or Lutzian says the kavachayim is a toys, others won't disagree. But the Ashkenaz certainly go, the get over here is nepach, is volume, and therefore we go by water displacement C. Therefore, whatever the space, we don't go by weight at all, whatever the space where the egg is, that's the size of what we're discussing over here. It says volume. Okay. Now there's an other sugya that Mishabua sends you to. There's a Alach and Alach Pesach and Alach Shabbos and Sim Mesh Ein Aleph and Sim Tov Pevov. Nigeta, how do you decide what the size of a beit is? The Gemara is a cheshbon based upon etzpois, based upon fingers. The Gemara says you do two etzpois times two etzpois times 2.7 etzpois. They come down to get the sheir chala. That's a sugi neger to what the size of what a beit should be, what an egg should be over here. Coming with slach, the Noda Behuda, Sachem Kufta Zayin, he points out that something went way off over here. Because if you go etzpois versus beitzim, it's double the size. Not double the size. So the question is, did people's fingers change? Or did X change? What changed over here? What happened that we can have mamash come out double the size when you're doing it two different ways to calculate what the shear is of an egg versus shear of a spice? Come over to Slach and what's a taino, the eggs, when the skanu, they got smaller. And therefore, what you have to go do is take the eggs and come out double it. That means if the size of the egg today is 50, the egg is going to be 100. The size of egg today is 65. An egg is really 130. You have to double it. Therefore, it's known, Mishmur brings down, that's Slach Shito, Yudo, that we have to double the size of our eggs. Double it. The Tshuva Mahavo, the Talmud of the Yudo, he says he saw his hands of his Rebbe, and he saw the hand of his Rebbe were very large, the fingers over here. And therefore, he had extra large hands, and therefore, upon him it came out, and the size came out double. But he doesn't think that will happen with other people who have regular size hands. The Chassam Sofer says, quotes this true of Mahava, says, less of. That's not true. It's all people's hands. And Moshe says he went around and tested numerous people's hands. He would measure people's spice. People come to him and he would measure their fingers. And it comes out, come out all people's fingers. The getter is, he has his own chesed Moshe and Tshuva. But yes, it's only somehow changed over here. What's the size of its spice came out versus the sugya of Beitzim. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer and the Chaznish, they come along and say you have to take the size of an egg and double it, whether for the Rabbanans or for the Raisas. No chilik over here. That means it comes along, we'll have to have a size of an egg, went from climbing from 50 to 65, we'll go to the size of 100 to 130. Atzad HaShani, this is a Ben Ishchai, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Samaches brings down the Tzad, says, no, we do not go this way. Reb Chaim Noah says, we do not pass this way. And they tell him, no, we go after the Beitim is my name. There is no chilek between them is banazer. They have to answer the sugya, obviously, of its boy, they come along to go do that. They want mechalek. The Mishnah Berurah, where he paskins in the Sein Hilchos Kiddush and Sein Hilchos Lala Seder, he come along with a mechalek whether it's a dinder abonon or a dinder aiso. Lala Seder, the gzais is the aiso, or Kiddush, which he says, even though Kiddush for yain is the abonon, but the ikka Kiddush is the aiso, then it will be machmer. Mash enkin, brocha choyno. It's only dinner abonon. They won't come along to be machmer. So he wants a mechalek, but say, to take on the chum of the tzlach. He writes, you should double the size of the beitzim, or the cholpach is make it two beitzim, and that'll be the size of the shear to what to mashar to get to sugar revias and beitzim beklolius.
Could you combine the two and make it 100 smach instead of 130 smach?
We can do a lot of things once us with this information. We'll have to see what to go do with it. But yes, there'll be a lot of questions over here. Fine, that's Adkan, one sugya over here. First, the size physically of an egg. I think I threw out a lot of confusing information. But comes out, one question really over here is the egg practically today 50 to 65? One big shiloh. That means the swarm seem to really have four options, 50, 55, 57.6, or 65. And number two question, do we double or don't double? Or mechal between the rabon or the raisa? Next sugya. So we can put everything together, we'll divide up sugyas. The size of a kezias. What's a kezias? We said, very simple, we make a paskin, it's half a beitzo. Not that simple. It's kiduos machlokes, you showing them the Rambam versus Taisvus. The Rambam says the size is a third of a beitzo. We have to know what a beitzo is, but a third of a beitzo. Taisvus says it's half a beitzo. So what should we paskin, a third or a half? So there's a mishbu and simon tov pei vav. And brought down over there, the same thing by the Graz, Prim Gonim, discussing brocha achorino. What to go do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, when you want to make bracha achorino, make sure you eat more than half a beitzo. That means any picture book you want, you have to make sure it's half a beitzo. But says the Mishnah Berurah, make sure you also do not eat pachas harbi mishlush beitzo. That's Rambam Shito. That means the books are telling you what to go do, means that bracha achorino to make the bracha. But you can't eat up to that share. You have to eat pachas harbi mishlush, which is the Rambam Shito. Very important idea over here. That means they're saying half a beitzah is a bracha achorino. But a half a bracha mishlush, the loch is, you cannot eat that way. Now, to understand that, let's first make it simple. Come on with Paiskim and say the idea of to double the size of the eggs, we're not going to do that by bracha achorino. For two reasons. Why not? It's either going to come along according to the Mishibur's Mahalach. He says the loch over here is only by the derisive to double the size of eggs, not your abundance. Bracha achorino is not for the case of your abundance. Or according to Chaznish, who says it by your abundance and derisive, but he says that only by the case of the get to when judging by Beitzim. By the Sugya of Kezias, you should know that the Chaznish Shita Mikotz al Kotzer, yours, the Revius of Gebeya is very big. Kezias is very, very small. We'll get to why that's a Shita. Therefore, come along, we're not going to get involved with doubling the size of an egg. They get a bracha achorino. If so, what's the size of a kezias to make a bracha achorino? That means you're going to come along a paskin to make a bracha achorino in half a size of an egg. So what is half a size of an egg? So if you go the size of an egg is 57.6 of chayim no, what's half of that? 28.8. Smak, That's the size of gezeis that we do make a bracha achrayna. This book goes 28.8. Why? He says he won't tell Yashiv, and he asked him. Yashiv says, we pasim chayim no. And therefore, this book is going to come up 28.8. But that's bracha achrayna. How much should you not eat? So he quotes Yashiv, and Yashiv says not to eat 15 samak. That means come on, half the picture you should not eat. Because you're between a third and a half of a beitzo. That means this picture is very clear. Right? Says halach over here. This is what to make bracha achrayna. But half the picture, don't eat. Go in the Rambam, need a bracha achrayna. Mishavua says, nochen lizor, not to go do that. Now that's on the tzad. That's the size, we're going after beitzim. If you say a beitz is 50, well, come out, what's the size over here? Over here of a kezayis. Come out, kezayis is 25. Not 28.8. This is what Scheinberg says. The size of a kebetz is 25. If you go with a moshe, it's 65. What's the size of a kezayis? Half of that. It's 32.7. So it comes along that size of a bracha achrayna ranges between 25 samak to 33 samak. That's what you make bracha achrayna. However, come on, half of that, a person should not eat. On the side of falling a bayo. However, this is all one mahalach for the gzais to half a bayo. This is a second mahalach over here. What's the size of an olive? An olive. An olive. An olive. That's the size of an olive. Come on, Chazanish. A minyan chuvah to go in him already. That says, what's the size of an olive? Well, go take an olive. That's what it says, an olive. And they, numerous from point out, in the countries that had olives, they would just take olives from the tree. The countries in Europe that had no olives, what would they do? They go look at beitzim, because they didn't have any option. They do half a beitzo, or a third of a beitzo. But there's a mahalach over here that numerous Paiskim say, we follow olives. Therefore, the Chazanish says, he paskins, we follow with the size of an olive. So the question is, what's the size of an olive today? So Abana writes in the Sefer, he says, very simple. He says, it goes to different things that the books bring down. The size of an olive is 6 samak. 6 samak. Someone was here before, and this is 6 samak. This is 5 samak we took out from here. Plus this. This is 6 samak. This is the size of an olive. So Rabban in the Sefer, he wrote to Chaim Knievsky in the Islam of Sol. So Bracha Chorne is 6 samak. So Chaim answers back, we're going to pass him as a third of a beitzo. And therefore, since the beitzo is 50 samak, and the big olives are 17 samak. So Vada is certainly on 17 samak, you make a bracha achrayna. Vada is 17 samak. What? Now, again, last time we have a hard time, they ask Chaim bunch of svarim how he got that number 17 samak. And there's certainly there's a range that we have to have in between the Rambam and Tosfos. He says, Vada is certainly 17 samak. Therefore, Abana says, first of all, he writes, this sefer is not falling, people have made a mistake over the years. He's not from Chaim Knievsky in the Chazanish. If you want to make a vaday a bracha achrayna according to Chaim Knievsky, 40% of his picture is 17 samak, and that's vaday. When are you in a suffix? Anything between 5 and 17 is Rambam and Tosfos. The range between 5 and 17. That means you should not eat 5 samak. Once you eat 17, it's vaday bracha achrayna. If you go the size of an egg, 17 is nothing. A sofik, that's him. You shouldn't eat it over here. Now, there are those who pass in 17. The Numis Farm go with this, the Chaznish, the Stifler goes with this Malach. Berkut says, we pass in 17 Samak, which again is 40% of the picture. That means it comes along, we have basically two sheets, and let's put it together. We have the sheet of this book, those who follow Beitzim, and they come along, they say, to make a bracha achrayna, need 28.8, but don't eat, come on, half of it, 15 Samak. We have a B'chaim, who says, Vaday and 17 samak, but don't eat, come out from 5, 6 samak over here. Says the Kzai Shalom, what you really should do, is not eat from 5 samak, till 28 samak. 28.8, you shouldn't do that, because let's face it, you get involved with a big tumult among the Paiskim, it's Nochel Lizor. Therefore, from this amount, I think 28 samak is about this amount, before we get to Revius over here, but I think it's less. But what to go do? That means this is 6, and we need 5 times the amount It's come out nothing. Again, we have a syringe over here. You can measure it afterwards. Do it yourself. That's the size of a smack. That means, according to Reb Chaim No, according to, let's say, Reb Chaim Knievsky, the Chaznish, once he one tofi, you know what tofi is, right? Tofi is 7 smack. It's more than the standard aleph today. The smallest bowel cap on the market is 9 smack. The bigger ones are bigger. Don't do that. According to Chaim, you have a big baya, bracha achrayin over here. Fine. Others say that's not even the chum get of the sofer. Fine. So that's 1 sugya and again, the size of gezayis, which again, a lot of the things are built upon machlokes, and you can start making sfekas out of it. That's true. But there's a nochel yizor, meaning a yeshmaim mishnah can involve these shallows over here. Either eat kamat nothing, or eat in a way that you're not definitely getting a sophic over here. That leads to the next question. How much time do you have to go eat this thing to get the bracha achrayino? Do we have a shiur of kedai achilas pras? So first, the Shulchan Aruch over here does not bring down the sugya of kedai achilas pras. It's not brought down. Why is that so? It's come upon the Meiris, Hutzula Eish, Gala Achroinim. They point out in the Gete, Brocha Achroina, you do not need Kedei Achilas Pras. You sit down, and eat something in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, oh, one eating. It's one eating. You ate one thing together. It's Mitzav together. There's no Shia Kedei Achilas Pras. 30 minutes, you sip something, no problem. You eat something, no problem. Maisel Mokarvam Kamlung, he wants to bring a wife, Melchus Yom Kippurim. Hilchus Isser, Dam Bechelev. One says, before she's away from Mashmah, away from Mashmah, the Sugya, that the Sugya of Kzayis and the Get Sugya of Achilo. Nothing, the Shem Achilo has to be Kdei Achilo's Pras. He disagrees. Therefore, the Elirabo, the Chayodom, the Sivis, Kitzar, Choshulchan, Mishbu has his rise from the Shayatzin, they pass in the Get Achilo, we have to eat it within the Zman of Kdei Achilo's Pras. Now, there is a Shailo, when it says Kdei Achilo's Pras, whose Achilo's Pras are we following? Are going after a person's personal achilas pras, we go after a regular person. So there is the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Yom Kippur and Tofres Shud Ches that brings down, you go after everyone's own achilas pras. The Chaznish says it's a pel over here. The Riyatsim Otani says it's dafka negate Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Suve Daitai. Pashas, we go after an Odom Beinani. We go after a person's standard how he goes to eat over here. Achilas pras. Now, when it says Achilas Pras, the Pesukim is called, which we will bring down numerous times, it means the beginning of the Achilo, not the end of the Achilo. Again, one time, Tov Reishit Ches does not sound that way, they want to answer it. But after the beginning of the Achilo, but the Swam say when it says the beginning of the Achilo, does that mean when you put it inside your mouth? It says a Moshe and a Vos, it means after you swallow it. The first moment you swallow is where it starts the Zman of Achilas Pras. When you start going through the Shurim of Achilas Pras, the Swam have numerous Makaris and how to understand what exactly the number is. Beik in the way the Swarm Paskim is 3-4 minutes. That means the by Yom Kippurim, which brings down the Chassam Sofer to be machm up to 9 minutes. Everyone knows they should not drink whatever the share they have Mal Lugmov within 9 minutes. They get to other ways, Lala Seder, people know to be machm from 2 minutes and onwards. They should eat the Kzai within 2 minutes. So it ranges from 2 to 9 minutes. That's the range. But Be'ikah, we pass in 3-4 minutes. Whether my Cheshire says it's 3 minutes, or Moshe says it's 3 minutes over here, or whether our Cheshulchan says 4 minutes, Chanish says 4 minutes, or those say it's 3-4 minutes, or Shalmazam, the Stipler. Be'ikah, we pass in 3-4 minutes. So now we have this size over here of a Kedayis that a person has to eat within 3-4 minutes to mitzaref it. Now, Kedayis of what? So one thing we already discussed is that let's say you have all the tavlinen mixed inside with this cake over here. You have a gezayis of cakey eating. The gezayis of the flour is not a gezayis. When you have gezayis of cake, the sugar and the chocolate and other things inside, your sponge cake over here. So in that situation, we have other things mixed inside and it ends up being you have a gezayis of cake, but it's not gezayis of kamach. So I already mentioned in Simurish test, we had a machlokes, which will bring down the minig olam. It is to mitzarf the whole thing together. Again, Mishibu himself ends off saying to me, Machmish Bechatchila, not to go do that. When Moshe says, Avada, we should paskin not to do like the Minig Olam. However, this Sefer again went like quotes of Otzer that says, we should follow the Minig Olam, the Chai Odom. The paskin we will mitzarf The Shir Kazayis, even to the Geirtz, the Sugah of Kemach, even things that are not Kemach over here. Fine, that's one thing we discussed already. Another point the Mishnah brings down, what about the airspace? There's a big shaila how to read our Mishnah Berurah by Osif, Koshin Aleph, and discusses the sponge cake, the Geirtz airspace. They point out there's another Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Pei Vav, that he seems to say over there that anything that's spongy, we are mitzdarif. Mashenkin by us, Mishpura, sounds like not Timur Starif. So the Sforim seem to go b'ikur with one mahalach over here, that when you have airspace, there are spaces that are l'chur and nicker, and there are spaces that are not nicker, people do not see. Now you can always argue what defines the gedder of nicker. I know you can argue the point, today till tomorrow. But the definition seems to be the Sforim go, that if there's a big airspace there, you take a piece of bread. Any bread has tons of holes there. Even without a magnifying glass, you go close to you, see the last space there. But you don't see the space. You see the space, but you don't see it. But you have something, a big hole there, it's about it, that you don't count. So when you have a big space over there, you won't count it. We have spaces that people naturally do not see without looking. That means you hold a piece of bread, and they just don't see space. Again, there is space there. That's not nichel in the getter of space. And therefore, the way how this book did it, his son told me, he sprayed it with a concoction around it, and made sure that no water got inside of it. They took bread and they dipped inside water, made one displacement seat, and therefore they took stand bread, and it's forming down that any bread that had standard holes inside of it is not nicker, and therefore that is the size negated to the share of Kazayis. Now you have to realize, negated to the case of Kazayis by bread, there are two things. It's Kazayis, that's negated to Brocha Achreina of benching. However, the Geirtz L'Tzilas Yadayim, you'll see over here, he always gives you a second share. The Geirtz washing your hand, the size is Kebeya. A Beya is what? It's double the Zayas. That means he comes along and says, on a standard piece of bread, a quarter of a slice of the bread will come along to be the situation that a person makes with some Ozen. However, the Geirtz L'Tzilas Yadayim, to wash your hands, the loch is going to be half a slice of bread. Therefore, there are people who cannot eat bread. But let's say for mitzvahs on Shabbos, they will eat bread. Example of Berkowitz. Himself says what he does. He eats a shir kazayis of 17 tzemach, but he gets his wife to wash her. They both wash their hands. And then he listens to his wife to make the bracha on Tilas Yadayim. There's no need for him to eat double the amount beside the sugya of Beya when he can hear a bracha from somebody else over here. I mean, people who are not healthy, who cannot eat bread, who can eat a little bit, they'll eat a kazayis, 17 tzemach, but why eat 34 tzemach? Why double it for? A standard slice of pizza. Now, standard in America is a standard. Over here, there's no standard. But let's say, the book over here, a standard slice of pizza, in America, the 1/8 of that is for the case of a moitzi. For bracha achorino, moitzi is a mashu. That's a separate question with the mashu. But let's say an assumption that eating for meal, the get to Tilas Yadayim will be 1/4 of a slice of pizza. Again, you always have to realize Tilas Yadayim is a shir kebeya and not a shir kezayis. So until now we're discussing a sugya to get to food. We're going to paskin food is kezayis. That person has to eat within 3-4 minutes. What about shtir? Is that the same thing or not? Ram Bashita is the Shia's Revius. Others want to say it's a Shia Kazayas. Halach Lamaisa, the Machabas Tatov, Stam, they're going to pask in anything less than Revius. Halach is the idea over here will not need a bracha according to Baishtiya. However, he goes on further and brings down Yesh Mestapkin, the Russian, the Torah Shita over here. And therefore, he says, Toiv Lizar, the correct thing. That means Toiv Lizar, Yesh Shemaim, a person should be Machmer. Kosher should be machmer, and not have between the sides of Gezayis until the sides of Irvius. Not to have in between over here. Now what does that mean? That means a Gezayis you already went goes between the sides of 25 stomach to about 30 stomach. Where's Irvius? I mean, you already have the starting point goes between, let's make it simple, I'm making it berach. I'm assuming it goes between this and this. Maybe even less. Like this. This is the size of Kazayas. Iker. This is 5, this is Barak 30. Now, what's the size of Revius? So first, Negetu, let's make it first, make it practical. Kiddush Leil Shabbos. There, we're discussing a deraiso. Gemara Shmuel says that gam, the yain is only the abonim. Since Kiddush is a deraiso, we give it a getter of a deraiso. Therefore, what's the size? How much you have to drink? You have to make Kiddush on. You have to make Kiddush on Revius. You only have to drink a malugmav. You have to make Kiddush on Revius. So if you go after eggs bismanazeh without doubling anything, so what is that? Well, if eggs are 50, then they come along. What's the size of a Revius? It's 1.5. It's 75 samak. Therefore, the stipler will come along and say Revius is 75 samak according to his egg. If you go according to the sefer Zaisa Shalom. According to his egg, I'm saying, not according to how he passes. If you go, the size of the egg is 55 samak, so then Revius is 82.5. Go the size of Bechai Noah, that a egg is 57.6, then Revius is 86.4. Everyone knows the size of Revius is 86.4, Bechai Noah, and he, as he says, the Gematria of Kais is 86. That means the duodic shear of Kais is 86, and Bechai Noah. He's going after eggs today, which he says eggs is 57.6. Therefore, he's saying it's 1.5. And therefore, he got the size of 86.4. But again, he's going after eggs today. However, again, we said it before, in the slap sheet, you have to double everything. If you double everything, then what is the size? It's 3 eggs. It's not 1.5. It's not 1.5 eggs. It's 3 eggs. If it's 3 eggs, so if you go after the eggs of today, which is 3 eggs, is how much? It's 150 samach points in the stipler. Now, if an egg is 50, it's 3 times that, it's 150. Therefore, Kiddush, the stipler himself says, it's kais hagel. It's not kais. Kais hagel is gematria 150 samach. Now, this cup is 180 samach. It's about, but that means 150 samach is more than this. I'm assuming more than this, right? If this cup is 180 samach, this is around 150 samak. It is 180, right? This CC is 180 samak. That means between this and this is a Revius and a Gezaias. Right, this is Gezaias, the bigger Gezaias and the small Gezaias. And this is a Revius if it's 150. Berach. Could be something to need a little bit more for this. He says for sure needs a little bit more. Fine. A little bit more. That's again, if you go with that egg is 50, it's 150. The golden egg is a moisture 65. They need 195. The cup's not even enough. Now the Mishmuan in Hilchos Kiddush, he says the cholapak is 2 beitzim. Now if you do 2 beitzim, according to moisture 65, he actually paskins based upon the sugi of Etzbois, he says he needs 130. So come on, what's the size of Revius? The Svarim seem to go, but there are four mahalchim, what to go do among the Svarim, practically in the Svarim is manenu. That those who like quoting the smaller share of Adam Magol, and he goes to 75 samak. Now, if you read a Sefer Yechlod, I don't know how exactly why he picked that side over here. But it might say, he comes along and says, Lubitz Swam goes 75 samak. Why? You take an egg today, 50, make 1.5 at 75 samak. Maisa, there are those of Haim Chaim No, it's 86.4. There are those who follow the Chashnis, says 150, and those who follow Moshe, that says 130. Now, that's the size of Revius, which is a massive discrepancy. Based upon really 2 sugyas. What is the size of an egg? And we double the size over here. Now, it comes along, therefore it will be Niger to Brocha Choyno. The question now is, do we have to double the size of the eggs or not? Do we say over here, Niger to Brocha Choyno, not to double them, because my sits a share of Drabon over here. My sits the Chadnish Paskins, even by Brocha Choyno, by Revius, you have to double it. That means the Chanish, you have to realize, is Mekotz al Kotzer. By Gezaias, he's much smaller than everybody. Because he goes, Gezaias is a Gezaias, which is a Gezaias, which is a Gezaias. Mashengin Revius, he says, what is that? We have to double the size, side double and side deraiso. So he comes along, he's saying, you make a Vadei Brocha Chonin, 17 even on the 5 Samak. But he comes along, he says, Revius is 150 Samak. And therefore, the Loch is, you cannot drink, says the Mishmur, between this and this. Now I can make it even further, this and this, or I can make it even further, this and a whole cup over here. That's all to be nichel, maybe in the chumrah of the mechab over here, not to give out in between the size of Revius versus Gezaias. Which is to make it very simple, whatever number you're going with, a revius is triple exayas. That means you have to be machmer, whatever number you want to go with, that you're going to choose to go with, it's triple the amount. Because a exayas is really half a bale, and a revius is one half of exayas. Right? Is beitzen a chetzi. So whatever number you want to pick, l'chol apachas, you have to pick to be triple the amount. That's what the mechaber over here is saying. Unless you don't want to go with the mechaber. You don't want to be Yerushalayim. You don't want to be a Nochel Lizar over here. Toiv Lizar, I think the words of the mechaber is. Toiv Lizar. But you can follow the words of the mechaber. Toiv Lizar. The chol apachas, whatever you go to pick, halacha maisel, make sure it's a triple the amount for the bracha choyno and not to be within that shir in the ger to suffolk a bracha choyno over here. Which now leads to the next shayla over here. We're saying the halacha in the ger to gzayis, the gzayis with ktei achilas pras. That's the ger to oichel. The ger to shtiyah, when you drink something, is the shir over here ktei achilas pras? No, it's the standard amount that a person would drink in one shot of shir revius over here. So Elam Surah, the Mishabura brings down this machloikis, that maybe drinking is different in the case of achilo. The Taz says, the loch over here, is that a person will not be mitzdarif if you have a hefsik in between. You have to be one zman of drinking, one time over here, one zman. The Aligabo, the Chayodom, the Rosh Hashulchan. But what does it mean, one drinking? Where the Shartin says over, based upon the loch of Hilchos Derech Eretz, Simon Kuf Ayin, that if rather person does not drink one shot yayin, that's not nice. Means, of course, the shir of yisha drinking, by the case of yayin, means at least in two shots, and two gulps over here. So if you have within two gulps and two drinkings without come out any hefsek inside, then that's lichel get a one zman of drinking over here. That means if you want to go with the size of the chaznish, 150 samak, 5 fluid ounces, you're going to have to drink more than this amount within two shots according to Shartzin over here. At Sadr Shani, the Mishnah Berurah goes on further and brings down the Goyim does not pass in this way. He passes the Halacha is Kedei Achilas Pras is Sai by Achilo and Sai by Shtiyo. The grass goes this way, the Chajnis, the Stipler, they come along and say Fakar, Kedei Achilas Pras. It sounds like for the Mishnah Berurah, we'll get to the Sugya of Kofi over here, he's Choshish for these two Malchim over here. That means you have to get involved with two sides over here. How much time to go drink it over here? That means, first, Negev to Kiddush, we said again, we have to have a size of revius. Now, what does that mean? Negev to Kiddush, the amount to drink is about only one lugmov. But the kleis that you have has to be a size of revius. Number one. Negev to Bracha Achorino, we be Ika Paski Bracha, Bechta Mosav Patizu. The Gam Reis of the Mishnah Berurah says it's not that simple. And therefore he says, a person when he has Birchas HaMozen should have a mind for the Yayin by the case of Kiddush. We gave another eight to the Sfarim want to say, that most Sfarim will go with, to drink wine during the Suda or connect the two Yayins together over here. However, the Paiskim Mishnah Berurah is very clear, when you drink Mola Lugmov, you have to drink from a case of a place that still has Revius Yayin. That means you have a cup over here, 200 Samak. You make Kiddush upon it. Now you have guests over there, you hold inside the Bayav, maybe Derech Eretz, you don't want to drink from it first, you're going to pour out to a bunch of people. Now you're drinking from this cup over here that has 70 samach left inside, according to all Shitas, not Asher Revius, at least in this form. You come and drink from that. Mishnah Berurah says, Be'ikri Paskin, you have to drink from a Revius. A Malugma from a Revius. Now, Bidi Eved, the Arshitas want to starve, of everyone's drinking together. But be'ikar we pass in l'cholapox l'chadchila, you have to drink from a revius. I mean, whatever you revius you want, tiny it is, once that you revius 150 samach as a chaznish, make sure you drink from the case of a revius. That's the get to the case of Kiddush. But again, there is Bolugmov. The get to also, we're saying that the Zman of Shti over here is the amount we need for Bracha Achoino is to have it within two gulps. Two shots. Now, among the Sfarim, they give different numbers. So you have Nevin Sal say that means within 5 seconds. So another Sefer Kotel, Moshe says not more than half a minute. I see the Arutzin says it has to be mamish in one shot. So another Sefer says it means within 1 minute. So another Sefer says it means don't take the cup away from you. That's all one shot over here. Keep drinking constantly straight. That's one zman. It's not clear what to go do with the Mishibur, what the zman of No, this mat mat you drink and you put down your coffee. That a body you put it down. Come on, drinking coffee and tea, you drink mat, you put it down. Your whiskey, you drink mat, put it down. We drinking slowly, straight, down the hefsek. Maybe it's also all one's man. That's not, the study called the Taz is not to be mafsik. I'm not being mafsik. It's all one drinking. I have to drink all this in two gulps. I can't drink it in four gulps. I drink and drink and drink. It's all one time. I hear very stark. If I never take it away, that's all one time. Even though it's four gulps. And that's what could be what Mishmurah means over here. I'm not sure that it means to argue with Mishmurah. It means all, it's all one's man. All like, yesh lozen. Now, if that's the story, the derech of drinking in Kamal with Taz, and he discusses, we're saying the story over here. That's a derech of drinking within one shot, two shots, three shots, within a cup, with 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever this man over here is. What about whiskey? I know that I've seen people drinking in two shots. Irvius. Why? They want to be machmer. Okay, fine. That's still not the derech. That's not the anhogo. The anhogo is the ma'aseh, drink it la'at la'at. Therefore, coming the taz over here, the tainas, we should go after Roiv Bnei Adam, and therefore, neged to whiskey, this man will change over here. Echrami. Now, he did not say what this man is. It sounds like whatever the normal way. Go judge. Go tell me what normal people, how long does it take them to drink whiskey over here? To need a sheer reveal over here or not? This is the taz. Kidua, the masham, and Shuvo. He said that we, Maisa, fall like the taz. And therefore, on Kiddush Shabbos morning, the Masham brings down, and the Minigat Nuus Chasidim say, make whiskey on something that's not Irvius. Not Irvius. Now, over here, the Behitiv, he brings down, however, the Magavram argues with the Taz. Beisakov argues with the Taz. Eli Rabbi disagrees. Mishmur Simakov Sadek says, Deloik Kitaz. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we do not pass like the Taz. So I know the Nuus people will tell you, the Moin Am, and placing Klai Yisrael by his man on Masham was a Masham. And Yesh Omid Lismichel on Masham. The Maisa of Bnei Yeshiva did not go like that. The Yeshiva of the Maisa, they followed Mishmur, the Aruch HaShulchan. They come along and they say, you have to drink a situation over here by Kiddush, you have to have a Revius, and you have to drink a Molum of the case of Revius of what you're drinking by the case of the whiskey over here.
How big is
a Molum of? Molum of? Each person onto his own, I think that's halacha. Now, it comes along over here, we're discussing now shtiyah. You have to realize we're saying by shtiyah versus achilo, is number one, kzayis versus revius. And number two, is this man kzayis shilas pras, or this man within two sips. Now the question is, what is nichel in shtiyah, what's nichel in achilo? That means, make two very similar groups over here. Certain things that are ices, it's really a liquid, that you congealed. Shelling, snow, anything, something like that, ice. Anything that a person takes that's really liquid that you congeal, because it's the matzah right now, you wait a half hour outside, will change, maybe as a get of a liquid. Second thing is, what's things that are even not a liquid, like yogurt. It's an in-between stage over here. Ice cream, not purely water. What is ice cream? What is yogurt? So, both these questions, how the ick this from go, first, take a case of ice. Come to Archa Shulchan, when you sing space, he says, the situation is right now, ice you put inside your mouth right now is an oichel. Something you have to break, you have to chew over here. Maisa right now is an oichel. Therefore, the stipler and Shlomo Zalman say, right now is an oichel. Agam, this Oral Tzion wants to fact fact on that, say, right now it's an oichel. Same thing, Negerta ice cream, Negerta yogurt. Baker, the stipler, has a letter. Minchasitzka has a tshuva about it. The Wataino, since you put it around your mouth and you don't drink it like straight down, Nichol in the Sugya being a case of an Oichel over here, and therefore has a clump of an Oichel of the size of Gezayis, within Kedai Achilles Pras, from Zalman, the Dain Fisher of Ozim Chodshani. Again, I know there's Arlati and we actually want to argue over here. They do point out, who you can make Lcholopach is a Svek Sveko. Most places can say ices and ice cream and yogurt, Maisa is an Oichel. And Oichel Kizayis Kzeichelis Pras. Even when I argue the case of Shtiyah, even that, maybe Shtiyah is Kzeichelis Kzeichelis Pras. The going to say Kzeichelis Pras, maybe it's Kzeichelis. The Machab brings it down that way. So even if it is a Shtiyah, maybe that's a Shita over here. So my certainly that seems to be the Nogo, when people eat ice cream, the getter is, the ice cream seems to be, the people have the Kzeichelis Pras, they make a Brocha for you.
A Brocha by the
Now there's another question, they get dessert. Another question is maybe ice cream tofu to the yayin. The other question you have to get to, simu kufayin vav, kufayin dalet. But they get to our sugya, l'chu etzitli nichol again of an oichol, or at least as svek svek, nichol again of oichol, and gizayit kzei chilis pras.
Not the same shayla?
No, not the same sugya. Don't have, certainly don't have a sex cycle out of it.
Yo, but you don't mean leaven.
Leaven.
No, people that shake it up.
Yeah, you drink leaven. You drink.
No, it still goes. It still goes around.
Yeah.
Still, it's still. No, if you drink it as mamish liquid, no, you don't. It still goes around your palate.
But a straw and you drink.
I don't know. It still feels. I don't think I've ever done that, so I'm not sure. But it still feels it goes around your mouth. We saw this case by the Mishmur earlier where we were discussing the get to flour with water inside. Over there, there's a case of a liquid versus solid. Mishmur said, lav dafka chewing. It means anything the Pesach seems to go around your mouth, that's still the get of oichel, and liquid goes straight down.
What's the case of the Mishmur of Kar V'Yeser, Tanavik Bracha, ice cream,
So you have to show me the Mishmur that you're referring to. I'm not sure you're referring to. Also, we'll get that's the next thing. Coffee and tea. That's me next thing. Yeah.
Is the soup for sure?
Yeah.
What's the
shade? So be like Echami between Rias and Gezias. And the question of Techless Pras or yeah. Yeah.
A lot
more. Yeah, soup will have this issue, correct. Now let's get a coffee. Basically coffee and tea, but same thing as soup. Coffee and tea, if you first read the Chuvas, coffee and tea been around for hundreds of years. The Gdolei Achareinu were all discussing this question over here. And they really have this question what to go do, and there seem to be three separate sugyas that they're discussing how to apply this question. First, there is already a Panam Iris. He gets involved and says, the whole idea of Techless Pras does not apply by Ichlin Ushtiyah. It's not brought down over here. He wants to argue the Mogad of Ram. So he says, by coffee and tea, Avadi make a bracha coin. There's no shear. Sit down. You have it within 20, 30 minutes. No problem. There's one question over here. Do we have the Zman of Techless Pras? A second question over here is the Zman by Ushtiyah Techless Pras, or is it within two sips? That means we have the Mishmur brings down the Koyin Paskins, the Kedeshalis Pras, and the Mishmur brings down the Chayodim, others won't say, no, the Lacha is, they're meeting within two sips. A second Shiloh. A third Shiloh, the Taz Shiloh. Even if you want to tell me Shti is within two sips, but since here the Derech is La'at La'at like whiskey, here also the Derech of coffee and tea is La'at La'at, and therefore the Zman over here would change over here, and a person would not need to have the Shir Vias within this Zman of whatever the Zman over here is. It can go slowly and slowly. That means you have three separate sugyas to discuss. Do you need Kedeshalis Pras? Maybe the shear is Kedeshalis Pras? Or no, we don't even need the idea of two sips because over here it's like whiskey over here. The Taz is sugyo. Halach l'maisa, there are certainly svarim who pask in the first. If you drink coffee and tea within Kedeshalis Pras, within 3-4 minutes, halach you make a bracha achorino. There's a Shulchan Aruch Rav this way, there's an Aruch Haner this way, the Chadnish pask in this way. Shlomo Zalman was brought down that he used to only not make a bracha according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, when he's a bacher, he went to hear a shir by the Ebn Ozel, Mrs. Al-Meltzer. He saw Mrs. Al-Meltzer through the shir, who was drinking his coffee, his tea over here slowly. They made him bracha according to. So he went over and asked, Rabbi, my high, I and myself, is a machalik over here, why are you doing that for? So he says, I'll tell you, recently I was by the Brisker Rav. And so the Brisker Rav do the same thing. And I asked him, my high, it's a Mishnah Berurah. Brisker Rav says, I don't know any Mishnah Berurah. I just know what my father did. Everyone knows Mishnah Berurah is for these time. Fine, I know my father. My father, my made a bracha achorino. So Brisker Rav's father did. Therefore, the Brisker Rav did. Therefore, Mrs. Zalman followed, changed and went like him. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman, my see himself, went and followed the Mrs. Zalman. So there are people who are knowing this way, and there's a disciple this way, and there's a Yashin this way. Says the Maisi can, and again, we have three reasons why there's no problem over here. You have the Taz over here, and maybe the green sheet over here, maybe you don't even need the Sheikh Techless Pras. The Maisi can make a bracha achorino. At Tzad Sheni, go even further, those tiny, even more than Techless Pras, make a bracha achorino. Parmiris, Sholomeshiv, Mitchas Chinuch, Masham passed this way, Vavaz and Shuba says, Allah Lamais this way, Kodeshem Lishan is going to be Samech upon the Shito. You have a coffee within 20 minutes, you can make a bracha achrain over here. Asada Shlishi, Mishnebura. Maisha, Mishnebura, there's a Mishnah Melach already in bracha, the Parakimel. Itaina says, no, Avada, this man over here, is within two sips over here. Machsa Shekel by us brings down over here the Mishnah Melach. Be Chodesh passed him this way. The Chidah goes this way, and our Messiah, the Chayotom, the Kitzer, the Chashulchan, the Mishnah Brua, they come along, and the word of Mishnah Brua called in the Siva is the Chin Minega Oilom, the person who drinks coffee slowly, this Magdech, Lesbas, Lamaisa, we do not make a Bracha Chreino. Therefore, he says, what Anshay Maisa, meaning what a person should go do, make sure they leave over the size of whatever the size is you need for Bracha Chreino, leave over a size of Revius, and then drink that to make a Bracha Chreino. So again, there are different halakhos in Klal Yisrael. There certainly are people in Maaseh who do make a bracha. You just do have to realize, let's say you want to be one of the people who say, no, Maaseh, we have a Mishnah Brua over here. That's a can go follow. That's the Minhag HaOlam. If a person sips his coffee and tea slowly, usually, even within a sip, they'll sip this amount, which is anyway, with Mishnah Brua says, you should not do between the Revius and the Gezayis, the Shulchan Aruch. That means you have to realize, the person, I'll sip, follow the Mishnah Brua. You sip and you're going to get a gezayis. You're not following the Mishnah Brua. Mishnah Brua says, don't do that. Therefore, be an anshei maaseh and make sure you have a revius left over to drink in two shots. Now, that might destroy your whole like coffee, you're telling me. I hear. But if you go the size of 150 smak, or you go have the ikal aloch of those one taina, 86 smak. 86 smak is much easier. You have about this amount of 86 smak. Fine, you leave it over your coffee until you drink that. Then you make a bracha choino. That means most paiskim will tell you, aloch la maaseh, you follow the chayim. No. The get of 86 smach of bracha choino.
If you're going with the Mishnah Brua, you're going with the egg is the
gezayis
is half the
bear. Gezayis is half a bear.
So you're not sipping. You're even though you're sipping six.
No, Mishnah Brua said by bracha choino. It sounds like he's not hold the salach. You have to go do that by. You don't have to double it because it's only the bottom. Therefore, point to him when Mishnah Brua come along that once you hit 86 smach, that's your bracha choino. Now, as my father told me over numerous times, the Maisa, he's once by Bavom Shore, by his Dafyemi Shir, I think it was Dafyemi? Yeah, by Dafyemi Shir, my father's sipping slowly his coffee over there. Afterwards, my father makes Bakal Ram, Bracha Choreno, and Bavom Shore very clearly shows he's not saying Amen. Afterwards, he goes up to my father, and he makes Machotim, he shows him the Mishnah Brua. We don't do that. We don't make a bracha choreno. That's not what we follow the Mishnah Brua here. And they made the Agila second macho, haki drink coffee during learning. Fine. But that's a side point. There are heretics over here. The Maisa, unless you have a Messiah specifically to go follow, I guess, your father or someone like that, that the halacha is that a person will drink it slowly and make a bracha choreno. Otherwise, we're a Tard also, we follow the Mishnah Brua. And therefore, we should be nichel together of an anche Maisa and try to leave over Shir of Yis to make a bracha upon that. Otherwise, Mishnah Brua says from the Sivis, Minik Oil was Maisa not to make a bracha choino until you have the Shir Avius within two sips over here. And my father did tshuva. Now, in the Gemara over here, the Gemara discusses that Rabbi Yechon says that he took out the pit over here and went from big aleph to regular sized aleph. The Torah brings down the Yishalmi, and Tosfos brings down Beis Yishalmi. That since it was a burial, a whole entire olive over here, therefore the Maisa does not need the size of a kezayis. First, you can still make a bracha choreno. Tosfos two pshatim over here is a bavli coming to argue with Yishalmi, or maybe there are two Maisa of Yechonon. One time he took out the pit, one time he did not take out the pit. Therefore, come on the mechaber and bring down again nochen in it over here. I'm nochen lizar. Make sure a person does not eat a burial. Because maybe a barrier needs a bracha choreno. That means, he says, very simple, do not take a grape. On the tzaddik grape is less than a gezayis, which again, about Pedro's gezayis you're going with. That means if you go to the picture book, it's less the size of a gezayis. If you're not going with the b'chaim, going to the b'chaim kodeshki, it's not less than a gezayis. Might see you eat a grape over here. You have noch abaya, mitzad a sugar barrier. The mechava says, noch in lizor, not to eat a barrier less than the size of a gezayis. Make sure you either eat a gezayis, or don't eat a berry over here. Now the Mishmura says, let's say you fell apart a little bit through cooking. The Shaila had to read a Mogar Avram. The Eliyahu wanted Tanya still nichol to get a burial. Mishmura says, not nichol to get a burial. Once fell apart a little bit by cooking. But he says the Mishmura, if a person wants to do something, he has a burial in front of him. He says, either Nisrasikit, the Shaitin says he cut up into pieces, break in half, and then it will be ice burial. It's Meduik in the Mishmura, don't take a knot and bite it inside your mouth. Because if you already put it inside your mouth already, it sounds like over there they already put the chashivas into your mouth. You can take the grape and chew it in your mouth. Does not make it ois burial. Doesn't even sound like you even put it in your mouth, the grape, hold it and bite it and take it out. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you have to mamish break it beforehand and then put it inside. Because when you make the chashivas and the maisa achila has to go inside already, that's not a burial inside your mouth.
Take out a little piece of it.
Does not sound the way. Mishmura says two things, eating the Srasik.
You're not swallowing the whole thing.
What's the two ways of saying it? Mr. Kornchov Aleph, he says, wouldn't im chilku me koidin l'shtayim? Why is it chilkul be koyin l'shtayim?
That's only if you eat the whole
thing,
you just cut it
in. No, I shouldn't get that option. The oil like saying over, just bite it, right? That's what Ilum says over. He doesn't give you that option. People say, bite it and take it out. It's not what he tells you. It doesn't sound that way. Now, the case they discuss is whether it's a grape, whether it's a rimon. That means one seed from the rimon is nothing to get of a burial. Arbis, nothing to get of a burial. What about sunflower seeds? Is that a burial or not? Sunflower seed, you crack it open, you have this one seed, and you just... We'll get it with Bezer Shem. So, the case of the sunflower seeds, they come under Arlatin, Chodshani, and this farm Bignal is Isa Bracha, and it's Chetshuva, and Shire Bracha, they come under, say, sunflower seeds, and they're going to get a burial. Therefore, you want to eat sunflower seeds. The lach is, you have to make sure to either break each one beforehand, or to eat it size of Gezayas within Gedaya Achilles Pras. Same thing, they bring down the watermelon seeds. Same thing, they bring down by pumpkin seeds. This is all Nichol and Gedev a burial. Now, how many of these, let's say, sunflower seeds do you think you have to eat within 3-4 minutes to be? What do you think the size of a Gezayas of a sunflower seed is? How many? 60.
360.
360. Why not?
630.
So, this set of commonly says by sunflower seeds is 270. Watermelon seeds are 275. Therefore, you have to eat more than one a second. That means you have to crack them, you have to be talented, put it inside your mouth, more than one a second. Otherwise, you're doing what the Bechaba says not to go do, unless you have something else. They can make a bracha coin on top of that. I've challenged numerous people to go do that. Take the mouth, even the Israelis, to go do that. It's very hard to do one a second, to eat, to swallow. I have not seen anybody who went to go do that. Now, the pumpkin seeds, only 110. 110. A little bit easier. For the Americans, no chance. The Israelis, I'm not sure. Now, if that's so, start collecting a shayla over here. Let's say you're not eating anything else. You're just walking around having only sunflower seeds. Fine. Let's say the sunflower seeds, put aside the bayah bugs, put aside the bayah on Shabbos, inside the sugya muksa. Get them all different sugyas, but let's discuss purely the sugya of gezayas over here. A person eats one of them, someone tells him, no, the Shulchan Aruch says not to eat a burial. So fine. Can you eat a second one? Well, again, that's words of the Mechaba, Nachal Yizar. And the third one is Nachal Yizar. And the fourth one is Nachal Yizar. Each time you get your balas, Shalab Bracha Choyna, going against the Nachal Yizar, the question is Yishalmi. Do you need Bracha Choyna on top of it? So Nisikrel Chodashani writes that each one is a question of Bracha Choyna. And each one you're putting yourself in a, what the Shulchan Aruch says, not to go do. Don't do that. One after another after another. I've said the Shani, this is a question of Chaim Kineski. Menashe Klein has a question about this. I'm not Shulchan, Mishnah Locha, I'm sorry, not Menashe Klein. Mishnah Locha, they want to know. Once you already went into the Yishalmi ready, nothing changes. It's still going to be one Bracha Choyna over here. So there is an argument how far to take the Nachal Yizar. In this situation, you already ate one. Vada not to go eat one over here. But you have to realize the question over here, sunflower seeds, is a big bayam, it's not a sugya berry over here. Another case discussed is a raisin. Is raisin a berry? So the price came, yeah. So you have a chukla covered the raisin. Besides the bracha rishayna, you make a shakal, you make an eight, what's rave, what's ikr, you have bayam. Yes, it'll be actually inside the sugya of burial. Maybe you need bracha achorin over here. What bracha achorin over here? You gotta make sure you eat a bunch of these chocolate covered raisins.
Why is it liquor?
What? You need a size of a gezayis of 28.8 samak and 3-4 minutes. You have to eat a bunch of them.
It's dried out
of most of the food. Says it'll be actually, and it should have cost you another way. That's not right. Chalikur is another way. Popcorn. Is popcorn a berio? Popcorn. Eat one piece. Right, so I said, Bracha, Chaim Knievsky, Maisa says, Nechel get up a berio. So eat one piece of popcorn. Now you have to know how much the popcorn is. You have a bayam mitzad, this Yishalmi over here. A sesame seed. See, if you have sesame seeds living down, Shacha says, when the Orchis Chaim, that's a top of a chal, top of something, it's a tofel. But you have one on the table, pick it up, make a brach on it, eat it, now what? So it wasn't burial. You need a bracha chorna for that. So either you got to eat all of them or eat something else inside the sugar bracha chorna over here. You get it to corn. One piece of corn, they say, it's a get of a burial over here. Now my father's asking, what about a grapefruit or an orange? They have a whole entire orange, but each one has its own piece. The plaque. How do you say it in English? Each one? Each piece? Stretch? Wedge. There are like 10 wedges. I don't think that's the word, but maybe. 10 wedges of an orange inside. Is each one a berry if they add some money? Oh. So you can argue the point, Mechanicam. Most of them say yes, an orange, each piece, says Olatian, a Knebosim, or a Vos, and a Mechaim, Vazaisa Bracha, Biscuit, Vashai Bracha. Mice is nichel together of a burial of Bifnei Atzmai. The Bina Al-Biyash wants to disagree with them. Mice and most of them say nichel together of a burial. If that's so, again you have a bayav mitzvah the sugya of bracha achreino. You have to make sure you have the shirk and zayis within the echelis bras, otherwise don't eat the piece by itself. Just break it before and then eat it. If you crack it, half is not a burial.
It's meant to be open. It's not meant to be open.
It's only because you're checking for bugs.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a piece of a orange. It's not attached.
No, I think that's one thing already.
And if you open it, it's called half. It's not called the berry.
No. When I can sif aleph. Sif beis. In the sugya of bracha yishayna, aslam is b'za'ilam l'shav bracha, l'shav is a mashu. But let's say you come to go taste something, not because you want to eat it, because you want to taste it, see if it's fit to be served. Is it missing salt? Is it missing pepper? What's the halacha in that case? So that's the shalal in the Shulchan Aruch. The two sheets over here. The sniffer says, I'll sub brachas to be makel. Otherwise, to eat the share of gezayis or revius. But it's clear that let's say he takes the gum. He chews gum. The juice comes out. The tam comes out. Come along, come on, all the swarm. Unless you have the Svard, the Mavuch among the Svard, they point out, you're Paskin, you don't look Kavona to go eat, you want the juice, a person makes a bracha upon it. That bracha choino? Of course not. Der Cheretz, another question. Mitzvah, the idea of bracha rishayno, avada, that's definitely get you have Kavona for the thing over here. Now, personally, they're making food, cake, chicken, what are they doing? They have food upon the fingers. They take their fingers and they lick it clean. Is that kavana to go eat it? Is that kavana to clean your fingers? Not kavana to go taste it, see to fix the food over here. Your fingers got dirty from making food and you licked your fingers. What is that?
Depends what it is. Chocolate or...
What is that? So I said, the question of Chaim Knievsky in Dor Lamashko. A time is if you enjoy it, you make a brocho. The chur of the svovet to mechalik is let's... Analyze it. Lachor, if a person like you're saying he had blood upon himself, or blood of the Meister by Yamar sign, but if a person had things that not food upon themselves, they would not lick their fingers. It wasn't food, they'll wash their hands. The only reason why they're licking their fingers is because it's food, and they enjoy it. No, very rarely is it because they're too lazy to wash their hands. Because why not? They enjoy it. The chorif still, this nechel in the get of having kavan to go eat it. Kavan to go eat it, the mice, you make a bracha. The chorif, you're making anything. When you lick your fingers, you have making a sandwich, you have mayonnaise or cream cheese or anything on your fingers. You want to lick your fingers and get it clean. The chorif, you have to make a bracha. Shackle. Whatever it is, whatever the thing, tuna fish a little bit upon you, make a shackle. Are you going to have a sandwich to wash? The mice, right now, whatever thing you're making, you're eating it. Right now, you have to make a bracha. Also, on the bleaching bracha. Let's say you have kavana right now to taste it just to fix the food. You know what? I also want to taste it because I want to eat it. I enjoy it. But I will not eat it just to eat it. I'm doing it be'ikr to taste it, to go see what else it needs, what spices it needs. Also, I want to eat it also. What's the halacha in that case? The shartzim bring down the shaila from the chayodim. Mice the mishavua pasuns. They are kavana for two things the mice we make a bracha. The whole time shell in the mechab is the case when you only have kavana for one thing. You have a double kavana over here. A kavana for te'ima and lahanis. The mice I wouldn't make a bracha. That means this mechab's case, whether negate to the, he says revius over here, negate to the shtiya, which we won't say negate to achila be shir kezayis, is only in the kimt over here when he has kavana only to taste it, see what needs to masakin. But also achila mice you'd make a bracha upon it. Which now leads to what everyone discusses on Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah Tamei Chaim Zachu. You taste it. Do you make a bracha when you taste the food Erev Shabbos? Is that mamish this halacha? It has nothing to do with this halacha. So the Kav Chaim brought down says avada when a person tastes Erev Shabbos, he also has kavon to eat it. And my father tells me my baba used to make two kugels Erev Shabbos, one for the inin Tamei Chaim Zachu, and one for the inin of for Friday night itself. Fine, Maisik, most people when they're tasting the food Erev Shabbos, they also enjoy eating it. Hagam, it really gets involved the shadow of why you're doing Tamei Chaim Zachu. Bishibum itself has two reasons why a person is doing that for, in Simon Rishnon. The Shaitin, he points out, is an Indian to eat it for the sake of eating itself. But Echami, if you yourself are really just tasting it to make sure the food is being made correctly the Kavod Shabbos, Echami, you have two shittas over here. That won't be that simple. You make a bracha not. But most people, and therefore the Piskutru over there in Simon Rishnun says, you have to know why exactly you're tasting it, Erev Shabbos. If you're tasting it purely to see if it needs spices, that's the two sheetahs over here. If you're tasting it in Agav, the mice enjoy eating it, which is usually the standard situation over here, that's a double kavano. Mice are Bishu Paskins, and the derech is, and Hugger is the mice, you make a bracha achreino upon that over there, over here. By Mez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll be Simon Rishit Aleph. I'd like to... Alright. And Shkorech Le'olam, who was Mechazik, whoever was here the past 10 days, also give a Shkorech to people who emailed, make phone calls, daven for me, and for anyone who was around over here. And for helping out the Ruach HaTorah and the Smodo, and I hope there was no Riffin. And it's not fun to have Corona. Maisa, we should all do whatever we can. I guess the Ikzat Tfilas and Atoyo. And the main point again is that when people are sick, fine, we have to go. We have to go to our bedud over here, do an oldness bedudus over here. But should never make a riffin upon anyone around us. We should care about our chaverim and do whatever we can for our chaverim. But also make sure we take care of ourselves, our ruchnius. I tell you over here, and to mechazik each one to each other, and make back the koyach hatorah over here. We should welcome everyone back with the koyach hatorah. Slocho.